Hey, he's alive, he's alive.
Hello. Yes, oh, it's me. Goodness me, I recognise his voice from somewhere.
I thought I'd throw you in the deep end there, you know.
Oh, thanks, I'm not very good
at that. That's one of your favourite artists, actually, isn't it?
Yes, it's one of my favourite singles as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, you see.
You as well.
You hardly knew what it was.
Ciao, Dave.
What happened last Tuesday?
Last Tuesday, if anybody actually was listening or had their ears on, as the slang goes... Oh, dear. Turned up to the Hole in the Wall, which is the smallest pub in the world, I am told, in King's Cross Station. Small it was, we packed it out, had a good time. It's one of the Tuesday 7:30 social evenings that Thameside is having. This week's social evening is designed for people definitely under the age of 18. We'll be going to a place called The Film Location, which is on Acton Vale. It's a very obscure and difficult place to get to. You either know where it is or you don't. If you don't know where it is, then if you turn up at Shepherd's Bush Metropolitan Line Station at 7 o'clock, you'll be escorted there by a very lovely young lady. If you bring a pound, you'll get a chance to see a film in a really unique cinema.
Because Dave will go a little bit spare because the quality isn't absolutely fantastic because it's on cassette and I've also had to remix it myself for mono, otherwise you lose the effect. So we'll have a little snatch of Beverly's remix of Elvis Costello's Hoover Factory.
I mean, strong by the sounds of things. Well, we was raided last week rather unexpectedly and we lost our best equipment. That's a bit of a joke, actually. An old Truvox and an old rig. Yes. Right, anyway, on with the music now. This is an old album. I dug it out of the archives, you know, station archives. This one's called Too Bad, Too Sad, Nazareth.
With the symbols, by the way.
I bet you can guess. He's old. He's old. Ancient.
He's ancient.
He's practically in the grave.
He's over the top.
Yeah. It's your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
I meant to say something last week, actually.
Yeah.
But I forgot.
Actually, somebody knew I've got a birthday card.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who was that from?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, well, I do know, but I'm not letting on that.
Oh,
note.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
If you want to send him a belated birthday card, feel free to do so. He can get more next week.
Yeah.
Except add a year on or two if you want. Should we say how old he is?
No.
Okay. If you divide by 3,
what?
It's still a 2-figure number.
Oh, God.
Actually, somebody else who's having a birthday is... Go on, slide over to the... pick Dave's microphone.
There she goes. Oh,
that's your... That's
bouncing on his lap.
It's your birthday present, Dave. It's your birthday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel really left out, actually. Are you, no, you're getting old.
I am. Decrepit.
Another Sagittarian, don't you realise?
Can we say how old Sarah is?
No, I don't want people to know.
Well, if you divide Sarah's age by 2...
You end up with nothing, probably.
That's right. It's easily a 1-figure number by a long shot.
Yeah.
So what day is it? Or can't
That's
we
on Wednesday.
It's on Wednesday.
The 2nd of December.
So you better send some belated cards as well for Sarah.
I'm not going to send her one. She didn't send me one.
Well, she's going to send you one next week.
I've got you one. I just haven't gone and fished it out of the dustbin.
Okay, well, while those two mumble off into the distance and discuss their birthdays together, I'll play you some Yes.
However, I have been listening in reasonably regularly since the autumn of 1979, which can't be bad. I still haven't been enticed away by any of your rivals, which is a credit by your marvellous programme, its content and presentation. A pompous way of saying, I like it. Having hopefully suitable mollified you, here's the catch. Would you please, 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 beg, implore, grovel, worship at your feet, do a dedication?
Well, it's time you were toddling off, isn't it, really?
That's right.
Yeah,
off for another week.
This is not a good place for you to be. So, ladies and gentlemen, another short pause while we attempt to close down this section and open up the next section. Uncle Bob should be sitting there in Studio 2 with his transmitters warmed up and ready to go. So, from Studio 1, we'd like to say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Right. And for those of you with portable radio sets, rush across to the other side of the house. For those of you with rotators, rotate yourselves. That's it. Stand by. We're going to shut off Transmitter 1 and go over to Transmitter 2. See you later.
90.2 megahertz VHF. Thameside Radio.
If they're listening, hello to you too. Hope you're not too stoned. Mind you never do get stoned, do you? I've got something for Nigel, actually. But before I play this song for Nigel, I think I'm going to tell you all what the time is on RFL. It's 8:32¾, and you're listening to Radio Free London.
So Robert of Chelsea, and that's from Andy Freely, it says here, but I happen to know it's Feely. Apparently he's been listening for 4 years. Great stuff. A letter here from guess who? Mazzy. She always writes to me and had this way of sort of putting something in it that somehow you've got to read it out. I don't know how she does it quite. She's from Byfleet, although she stuck her sticker the wrong way up this week, so it's quite hard to read it. Glad you finally got through to Margaret to make your survey of the colour of listeners' phones more complete. I can reveal that my phone is cream. Great, glad to know it. When you asked M which she thought was the best society, the obvious answer would have been the Intrepid Birdman Society. Oh, how unwitty we become when we are happy and when we're on the phone. And that one's from Mazzy.
Good evening, and you're welcome to it.
Dave.
Yes.
Sorry, I know you wanted to get into the programme, but...
Yeah.
Well, you know what's going to happen, don't you?
We'll pull you out now. Happy birthday, Dave, and it's the bump.
Oh, no. I can't believe it.
One, two, while this is happening...
Three!
Dave is now lying on the floor. Can you make it up to the
to
the mic?
In actual fact, I'm still here. I can't hear myself. I got it.
In actual fact, I think that had the effect of fatiguing the staff more than it did me. 30 of them. It must have killed them. Stunned me. I'm actually going to start this week's programme. If I may continue now, thank you. I'm now going to start this week's programme where it left off last week. I have a letter here and it says, is it true that Bob Edwards has a face resembling a King Edward potato, and is that how he got his name? Actually, that's not true, no. God, I'm out of breath here. While on the subject of Madness, I have a complaint. The complaint is, I actually heard you start to play My Girl by Madness at the end of your programme. But before the record finished, you were gone. And also, you turned off SFX when Suggs was in the middle of a sentence, which is the eighth deadly sin. Sorry about that. But I can rectify the madness thing, and I'll get my breath back while I'm doing it. Here it is. Now then, while I was down at Alex's little get-together on Tuesday, there were two listeners who said to me, you really just don't play enough Queen on the station. In actual fact, I'm quite a Queen fan, really. I'm really, really into Queen, and I was quite offended that they didn't think I played enough of it. But I was sort of told I was playing too much of it at one certain point. So, just for old time's sake, I'll play some Queen, okay? I should wait with bated ears.
Oh, yes.
I will.
Yes. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Right, now it's time for this fast, this sight change, this ridiculousness. Do you realise, folks, is I could go on my motorbike and I've got a bee somewhere a long way away in a blink of an eye, in a flash, right? Well, it's happening. I'm going to do the jingle bit and then I'm off. So I'll see you all a little bit later on. Don't forget, twiddle your aerial, sort out your doofer and get your fingers on the line, okay? We're away.
90.2 megahertz BHF, Thameside Radio.
Good evening. We will continue. The letter from John of Kensal Rise also asked if we could play a little bit of Brain Damage followed by Eclipse. In actual fact, we've played that once before. So what I will play is my favourite track from that LP, Money. We've got to close down early due to you know what. All right, so we'll be seeing you again, God willing, same time next week. Good night. Good night.
Do you ever have difficulty finding a radio station playing music?
Oh, yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 megahertz VHF.
Na, 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 na.
If you want to give us a ring for the competition here at Skyline, the number is 646-0694. Siren Discos of New Malden do all types of dances and social events. Interested? Ring 337 3979, that's 337 3979, and ask for Lawrence.
Writing a mention for someone, 93 Ben Hill Avenue, Sutton, in Surrey. Or you could always ring 646 0694. Someone who rang that number last week was a little girl and she didn't know what to do.
Well, I heard you on the radio, I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, the idea is we're giving out the phone number so people can ring in for a dedication.
What, you mean for somebody else?
Yeah, that's right. Just give the name of a friend and we'll say hello to them on the air next week.
I'd like to say hello to my mum.
Right, and where are you ringing in from?
Sutton.
And what's your name?
Gina.
Okay, Gina. What's your mum's name?
Deanne.
Okay, well, hello to Deanne then. Okay, fine. What sort of music do you like?
Bexy's Midnight Runners.
Right, fine, okay. Is it the first time you've listened to Skyline?
Yes.
And what do you think of it?
I think it's quite good.
Okay. Would you like us to play any records for anybody at school? Because we mentioned all sorts of schools during the programmes.
I'd like to play a record for girls at Sutton High School.
Sutton High School?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do. We'll tell all the friends at school about the station, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's one record to go. Before I play that, a few things to mention. Firstly, if there's anybody out there that wrote in or rang in and won prizes on our competition, let me think, 3 weeks ago. If you haven't received your disc, please telephone right now and let us know, and then we'll put it straight in the post, and because we had some problems there with getting those off to you. And also, don't forget, we've got to say... Oh, hang on, Jeff Sains here, he's come to say, he's put a piece of paper in front of me and I can't read his writing.
The piece of paper said two letters, which was number. You had to give the number out as well.
Pardon?
You had to give the telephone number out for the people to phone.
You are just about to do that.
Oh,
before you interrupted. You see, Herr Sain, Herr Overgruppenführer, will praise to the highest, insist that we have phone numbers at certain points on the dial, you see, when we do our programme.
Next week, sure, you do want 45 minutes, not 30, don't you?
646-0694, if you want to ring in. 646-0694. And finally, commiserations to Radio Zodiac out there for your technical difficulties last week. Do you believe in love at first sight? Do you? Do you even? Well, let's have a listen to an oldie.
Humicham Road, London, South West 17.
Right, Brandy Wells is the next track coming on for you, and this track's called Watch Out.
All the funk, all the soul, 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 all the funk, all the soul.
You're tuned to Horizon FM 94.4. Phone number to ring right now is 701-0031, says he clunking the mic with his script. Yes, you're in tune with the Roger Allen Electric Banana Show. My banana's all lit up today, as usual, as it is every week about this time, okay? She'll be broadcasting between about 6 and 10 each week now on 94.4. And we're very, very grateful of your support in telling your friends about us. The more the merrier, okay? And we'll be very, very grateful if you give us a ring as well. I'll give out that number again. Let's get my chair comfy right. Yes, I'm in a more of a chatty mood. Actually, I've got such a long programme today. I can afford to chat a bit more, not too much though, because of course the music is still the first thing on the horizon. Okay, right, let's tell you a few things that are happening. If you want to go out tonight, okay, not that you shouldn't listen to Horizon first, but there's a beach party and sportswear party starting at 8 right through to 1 o'clock this morning at the African Centre, King Street, Covent Garden, and the tickets are £3, okay? This information was supplied by Ike on the phone last week. I think he's probably on the door if you mention him, if you have any trouble getting in, and I'm sure everything will be all right, okay? So that's tonight from 8 o'clock, party starting, beach party and sportswear party, 8 through till 1 a.m. this morning, the African Centre, King Street, Covent Garden, and tickets are £3. Okay, right.
Our number one engineer, needless to say, isn't around when he's wanted, but that is the same always, isn't it? That sort of thing always happens. This is Ozone. Single is available in the shop, 7 and 12 inch. Little Ooh from Tina Marie. And Jiggle It.
Now, and a young lady is standing by to take your phone call, okay? Right. Just over three quarters of the way through my proggy, and still got plenty more to go. What am I saying, three quarters of the way? It would normally be three quarters of the way, but 2 hours my show today. And then we've got Chris Stewart up and coming in an hour and a quarter or so. And he's coming up for another 2 hours. So 4 hours of transmission for you tonight on Horizon FM. Okay, some more music. The Horizon Funk Files. If you bought a single or album, give us a ring and let us know all about it, because I'm sure we'll be so grateful. Oh. 701-0031 is the number. Give you the mailing address after this next little ditty.
Thank you. My name's Jeff Sane. I'm the one who chases everyone up. The one on before me was Roger Tates. He's the one who puts the fuses in the plug. That leaves Rob T and Tony James. They're the ones who pay for the fuses.
There's a record from the Shirley Junior Choir, accompanied by the Thunder Bay Flyers, which I think is some sort of Christmas song which Rob Andrews gave me to play. I don't know what it's all about, but we shall attempt to play it anyway, just for a laugh. We also have a letter. We also have some requests, which I shall be doing later, including getting a few wrong, because I haven't got things like Spandau Ballet. I might try and find something appropriate or something similar, or I might play something like Motorhead instead of Spandau Ballet, which will upset a lot of people, including Rob Andrews, so it might be worth doing. But first of all, a letter, which is from Keith Murray. I'm not sure where you come from. What's the postmark?
Request or dedication or whatever. 607-3906 is the number to do it on. That's 01 if you're outside London. 607-3906.
Also out as a single, and I believe we're giving a copy of that away one day. One day, my prince will come. If you want to phone us and get a dedication either later on tonight or next week, you can specify. The number is 01-546-5195. Shut up. The photographer said that. I see. Fine. I'll understand the significance of his comments one day.
It's 9:23 p.m.
At deafening levels. Here's a track from the album Who Are You by The Who. This one's called Trigger the Light. I'll just read through the whole lot because I want to. White Rabbit Jefferson airplane or starship for long-haired Lorraine. Or Lorraine, is that? No, that must be Lorraine. Any Brian Ferry, Graham from Witten. Sorry, well, no, Jerry playing some Roxy music
maybe,
or something?
Maybe,
he might be. Typical. Ken Mole wanted Look Out, There's a Monster Coming by the Bonzo Dog Band for Alex, bracket Gorilla, Cyril, Big Man, Ron and Ron Beakerman or something like that, I don't know. In Felton, Mike for Jim, his brother, and everyone at Heathrow, he wanted Lay Down Sally by Eric Clapton or something by Quo. I'll even have the Status Quid track I played ages ago. John, of John and Annette fame, wanted Nothing... there was nothing in particular wanted by Annette for John.
Never heard of that band before.
Santa Claus phoned us as well, so Merry Christmas to you, ho ho ho. And Santa Claus in the Railway Cuttings wanted something for All Snowballs in Crawford. And there's one here for after 12 o'clock. Anyway, for All Snowballs in Crawford, also for John... and everyone else who bothered to phone in, thanks very much. This is Black Sabbath and the title track of the album of the same name, Mob Rules. You're listening to Radio Suburbia on 90.5 megahertz stereo VHF. And don't forget that if you want to write to us, our mailing address is 19 Riverview Road, Ewell, Epsom, KT19, OJY. In that wonderful county of Surrey. It's rather snowbound just at the moment. And don't forget, that's the same address if you want one of these wonderful Radio Suburbia car, wall, window, television set and people stickers. Stick them all over your grandmother. She'll love you forever. And if you want one of those, an SAE with 14p, or if you... economising 11.5p, and Radio Suburbia, of course, is the economy station. Everything in here is terribly cheap, particularly us. I've just knocked that. It's probably... Oh, no. I thought I might have got it wrong.
Yes. Sorry about that being a little bit self-indulgent there. That's Roy Wood's A Wizard. From 1973, a single release called I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Don't you just wish exactly the same thing? Yes, great record, all about snowmen and snow. Have you enjoyed the snow? Isn't it great? Maybe I can hear myself. I hope it's better. Yes, it's been rather cold recently, and I think if we can find the weather report for you later on, it'll tell you the actual ambient temperature outside. But of course, I know that you're like me, you're inside. Nice and warm. In fact, we're not quite so warm in the Radio Suburbia studio at the moment because one half of our radiation system has failed, so we have a sort of not too cold, but not as warm as it might be. Never mind, we'll get that fixed for next week. Right. Oh yes, and I must say hello to everybody out there and everybody that's written in over the few weeks, well, past few weeks to be, and said such nice things. They really are such a amazing things that they've said to me. I'll read some of them out later on in the letter spot. How are you all? This is Radio Suburbia. My name is Joey Sinclair, by the way. Yes, in fact, I was going to do something really exciting then, but as per usual, we can't find the tape. So I'll see what I can do here. Hang on, what's this thing do here? No. Tired of that. Fine. Another Todd track later on, actually, if we can find them in time. Opening thing? No, I've played that one, have we? Never mind. Hi, how are you out there? Yes, it's really great on Radio Suburbia 11-12, making up the fact that I've sort of just come in from the freezing cold and my hands are rather numb. So never mind, we'll battle on in the usual Jerry Sinclair incoherent manner, and here's a track by the Blue Oyster Cult.
Jerry Sinclair.
Yeah. And this telephone number's mine, well, it's yours as well. It's 889-0253. 889-0253. Of course, you know what we want from you, and that's your three current favourites. Your votes for the Soul Poll for next week's chart. This week's chart's coming along this afternoon, presented by Jim Colvin, and it's 1.5 hours of pure heaven.
hey, the Christmas cards are starting to come in thick and fast. First one here this week says, Dear Invicta, I hope my petition forms will help you to get legalised. You're not defeated yet, you know, so you hang on in there. We need the big eye on Sundays, so keep the flag flying and we'll keep out those unwanted visitors yet. Yours soulfully from Karen in Banstead. Thank you, Karen. She says a Merry Christmas and all the best for 1982.
Chris Robbins comes along and he'll keep you company for an hour all the way through to two. This is this week's highest new entry, destined to be number one, from the Human League. Do you want me? Okay, the next record going out goes out to all the nurses at Queen Mary's Hospital in Roehampton. And the message is, thank you very much for looking after my dad, who's currently in Ward C down there. And this record should get you going, ready, get your little trolleys ready, have a quick Latin hustle around the hospital.
And it was produced by the Mizell brothers, who did loads and loads of things for Blue Note. They did Donald Byrd's Places and Spaces album, amongst other things. So they've got an excellent track record. And talking of other old campaigners, here's a new track from Lamont Dozier.
Available to trains between Streatham Coppin and Selhurst today. East Croydon to Victoria stopping trains will not run, but certain mainline trains will make special stops at Selhurst and Battersea Park. East Croydon to London Bridge trains will be diverted via Crystal Palace, and a special bus service will run between Streatham Common, Streatham and Tulse Hill.
Worry about that, everybody. Right, Dave and Barry probably driving in to go on the air at 2 o'clock. Is something for you, Bobby Womack, from an album called The Poets. This is Lay It On Me Baby. So we've had ballads old and new, and we've had Japanese and calypso. We're really mixing it up today. Don't forget, if you'd like to write to JFM for a dedication, then all you have to do is drop a line to 2 Mitcham Road, London, SW17. That's JFM, 2 Mitcham Road, London, SW17. And of course, if you'd like a petition form, then drop a line to the same address and get all your friends to fill in the petition form so we can keep JFM on the air. And then we have JFM t-shirts and sweatshirts. T-shirts are going for £3.75, sweatshirts for £6.95, and the car stickers are 60p each. And you should make your cheques and postal orders made payable to CB's, SEEBEES. P.O. Box 132, London SE9. And if you'd like a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, we're going to throw in a free sticker because we're so generous here. Brian's rubbing his hands, feeling the cold. It's not too bad up here, though. We were discussing live music in the studio a little bit earlier on today. We were talking about bands that we've seen recently and people that have impressed us. On Monday night, I went to the Odeon Hammersmith and I saw James Brown. And considering the man is getting on in his years, he still really does deliver the goods. It was an absolutely astounding night. Congratulations, James. It's nice to see the veterans still going on strong. So as a result of that completely overwhelming performance, we're going to have a little JFM James Brown special.
If you wish to phone us, the phone lines are open on 461-0029, or from outside of London, 461-0029. Now comes a single from Kate Bush. It's called December Will Be Magic Again.
Explain what's going to go on, dear beloved listeners. During the next track, we're going to have a quick technical break. It's something our engineers must do from now on, every hour or so. It's to avoid getting nicked, you know, after that bit of the paper. Yes, during the next track, it will go a little bit quiet, and then it will go very quiet, and then it will go a little bit quiet, and then we'll go back again with you. So don't worry if things go very strange. I'm sure she'll mess it up, but I'll see if I can cope with it from this end, okay?
I don't know. The insults I get, it's not worth doing it, is it?
Me, Roger Rosine, 4 and 5, your very own laid-back Steve Muse. And at 5 o'clock, it's Mike Standing, along with the Poet Spot at 5:45 today, and close down at 6 o'clock.
Metropolis if you know the answer, and it's easy. We want to know who did that originally and what year it made number one in. Okay, the Archies and Sugar 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 Sugar. I've just given you the answer, haven't I? Well, just tell us who did it, what year was it number one in? Oh God, I'm cracking up. Phone number is 607-3906. That's 01-607-3906 if you know what year that made number one in for the Archies. Okay, give us a ring. Went to a good gig on Friday. It was amazing, actually, with Mark and Steve Justin from ComSat, and it was really good. It was Bauhaus leading at the Walthamstow Assembly Hall, and they were absolutely theatrical, really, really good. Well worth going to see. I think I'll feature them next week. And also this really good support act called Blazing Affairs, and they were a mime band and also Fire Eaters. And just to show that Roger Rosen won't be outdone, I too can eat fire, so here we go. Last night due to adverse conditions, and to assure everybody that they will be back on the air next Saturday with full strength, 8 p.m. on 94.4. So that's all LMR fans out there. Right, if you'd like to write to Radio Zodiac, which is what you're listening to at the moment, then our mailing address is 13 The Chase, Crawley in Sussex. That's 13 The Chase, Crawley in Sussex. And don't forget to send in your three favourite alternative records from this year, because we're compiling a top 100 alternative chart for our special New Year's broadcast. Or you can also phone them in on our phone lines, which is 607-3906. Got a couple of letters here that were dropped to our mailing address, and it's hi to Simon Truan. Thank you. I know it's cold in the studio and everyone's got colds. Anyway, hi to Simon Truan, who wrote to us from Comberton in Cambridgeshire. That's near Cambridge. And he wrote us a really nice letter. Said the programme itself was different, even by pirate standards, and very impressive. Well, thank you, Simon. And also hi to someone who wrote to us from Reading. That's Ian Kelly, who lives in Woodley, Reading in Berkshire. And you'll be getting some stickers and a lot more through the post very soon indeed. Right.
And that's T.S. Monk, Too Much, Too Soon. And I'll be playing another track from the album a bit later on, as Gem of the Week. This one's going out to all the young ladies at Perseus Hairdressers. Debbie, Julie, Maria, Fiona and Julian. Love, Dave and Pat. Watch out, Brandy Wells is coming.
As the band called a popular history of signs and crowds on their own record label, Melodia. Unfortunately, it's time for me to go now. I hope you've enjoyed my programme, and hopefully you'll join me next week at 4.15 or 4.30, whatever it might be. Until then, goodbye.
We made it on the air. We fitted snow plows to our cars and we got here. This is Steve Ego on Radio Free London and welcome to the show.
Right, one of these days we'll get to the bottom of this loose connection in the studio. Good evening.